We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
But I'm not going to lie to you. I went down the rabbit hole, and I'm like, yeah, it seems plausible.
No, it does.
That doesn't mean that I'm not saying that that's what happened. I'm just saying, like, I'm not surprised.
No, I'm not surprised either. No, I mean, when you look at everything, like, example, Logan Webb goes out there and throws a no-hitter. You know he probably threw about 115 pitches.
Yes.
That next start, somebody may know that, oh, they're only throwing 80 today.
Yeah, he's getting yanked.
He's getting yanked after the fifth inning. So the over-under on innings pitched, I'm going to slam the under. Slam the under. But on a team where you know the game plan, you know that, hey, bullpen's on call, they're going to be ready to go by the fifth inning, you know there may be a short hook for that starting pitcher. So that compromises things. Now all of a sudden you're like, oh, let's go bet under six innings for Logan Webb's innings pitch today. And you may cash it in depending on how the previous start goes. But everybody in that clubhouse knows what's going on. You get the scouting report. You got all the intel. You know what this guy can do. You know all the strengths and weaknesses. Same thing with the NBA team. Same thing with football. You go to the Super Bowl, maybe Brandon Ayuk's like, damn, I know I'm only getting six targets. This is a Devo-heavy game plan. So maybe Brandon Ayuk goes out there and tells his boy in Vegas, hey, bet the under-eye catches for me. Debo's getting all the targets today.
You know, when you're bringing up, like, the injuries and people knowing, I was thinking about a conversation we had with Tim Ryan at the beginning of the year this year. We were standing at training camp or whatever, and we're just chilling, and T-Rock comes over to us, right, and he's got the glasses and everything, and he's talking about Christian McCaffrey.
Yep.
What did he tell us about Christian McCaffrey heading to the NFC Championship
game? He said they didn't think he was going to play. They were shocked he was going to play because his leg was basically purple. His leg was jacked up, and we had no idea.
No one had any idea.
Nobody had any idea.
So, like, and I know, like, if you knew that, and you were part of the, like, I'm no one did, but I'm saying if you knew that, like, yeah, you're going to bet a certain way.
Oh, I'm betting the Eagles heavy, thinking that McCaffrey's not even going to finish the football
and
game.
All his unders. You
right,
know what I mean?
All the unders.
And like, but.
So imagine being the equipment manager of the 49ers. Not saying that he's doing this. But he knows that McCaffrey's limping around, and he knows that McCaffrey is 50-50.
Yeah.
The guy may be making 60 G's a year. What if that equipment manager
says,
text one, and he's talking to his family member, he's like, hey, man, McCaffrey may not go. Because you know the insiders are telling somebody something. Mm-hmm. Nobody can hold water in these organizations. Mm-mm. Somebody's telling somebody something. And he tells it, hey, damn, man, McCaffrey's leg's purple. Like, hey, take that for what it is, but he may not play. Now his dad may be like, huh. Let me talk to one of my buddies.
This is like real life Sopranos.
No, it is.
That's what I did. It's crazy.
It is. But seriously, that could happen. And maybe somebody was like, you know what? I'm going to take the under on McCaffrey. Whoa. I got some insider information that nobody knows. But you got to be clear. Now, are they going to start tapping phones? What are they going to do? Like, this
Fonte,
is.
I got no clue.
I don't know how you regulate this.
The computers have algorithms that flag certain things. So, like, think about your own. And we're all on, like, a different level than all you guys. But, like, when you have like a you know, dark activity on the web, you've been notified because you pay for Experian, you know, like some credit check thing.
Right.
You have suspicious activity on your credit card, and your credit card's been locked because you bought something at a gas station that looked a little suspicious or something like that. Imagine what they're doing at DraftKings, at BetMGM, and all these. They are trying to put stuff in place to notify them of suspicious activity.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
But how much is getting through?
Well, they know when guys are slamming. So what happens at some of these companies is if you start slamming a prop bet, they'll just close the bet. They'll shut it down.
Oh, I didn't know
they'll shut it down. It's like, there's too much money coming
too
in on this prop.
Too much
action on this. Too much action. Let's shut it down right now.
Didn't know
I know when I was betting on Bovada and I was having a run, right? A good hot streak. All of a sudden, those same bets that I was hitting on were no longer presented to me. they would freeze like some of those bets. I'm like, oh, they're on to me. They know I'm cashing in on these live bets.
they're on to me.
I swear to God, I would.
They're on to me.
Seriously. And then those live bets would just go away. That would be presented to me. I'm like, wait, I want to bet this. So Bovada's ruthless like that. Anyway, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMG FM in AC1 San Francisco. Don't forget, you can also watch us every single day on our YouTube and Twitch streams. Just log on to search 95.7 The Game. Be sure to like and subscribe to the channel while you are there. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. Upgrade your savings dividend. Open a First NorCal First Class Money Market today. Shout out to the Comcast Business Text Line. Let's get to Robin San Bruno. Then with the Kitty in San Jose. Robin San Bruno, what's happening, man?
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, man, the downfall is near.
Hey. Hey, you don't sign, you don't get BA back. It's getting close. You know, but you know what? Before I get to my point, this is what Kyle started when he was doing BA crazy a couple years ago, benching for Mohamed Sanu. You know, it's payback now. Now BA playing hardball, as he should. But anyways, look, man, this betting stuff, look, I used to bet. And I love sports. So I don't watch sports for them. I watch it because I love watching these athletes.
Me too.
When I was betting, I feel like these athletes was like, you know, just workers. I wasn't really respecting what they would do.
Avatars.
Like, oh, he messed me up. This mm-hmm. and all that. And I got angry at them for no reason. Like, hold on, they just playing their game. So
right.
I had to stop doing that because it was messing my mental. But I'm going to say this. There's too much money involved for people not to bet. From the players to the workers at the stadium to the owners. Just too much money involved. If I'm an owner and I know such and such ain't playing, I'll drop $5 million on it. I can double up because I know he ain't playing. I know what's going to happen. Why wouldn't you do it?
I mean, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And the owner directly don't have to do it. He can have somebody else do it.
Exactly.
But there's too much money involved. And I feel like when you did that, I'm a team fan. So the script, I know about the rigging. The script is real. And then you're going to make people like me and other people feel the same way because it's too much millions and billions getting handed around off sports. And they're showing it on TV. My Comcast got the Xfinity when I'm watching the league pass. They give me the odds and everything on the side. It's too much. So,
yeah.
You know, this is what we wanted. And at the end of the day, it's always going to be questions about more rigging because of all the money that's involved.
Yep. Good stuff, Rob. Well, he's spot on with that one. By the way, real quick, Nick Wagoner of ESPN, 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan said he ran into Brandon Ayuk in Cabo last week.
Oh.
Like GM John Lynch. Yesterday, Shanahan expressed optimism a deal could get done with Ayuk. Shanahan said BA is doing good. Hopefully, we'll get this done sooner than later.
Good. That's good.
So the Cabo trip still happening with the players and Shanahan.
I'm now imagining them all like swimming up to Cabo Wabo together and like getting buckets of Coronas.
Dude, I just love it.
Cabo is fun.
Shanahan looks worn out.
Do you
man.
Think he's doing like the ATVs?
Yeah,
you know
no
how
doubt.
Like everybody walks
he
on the
to do
beach?
The ATVs. You see the coach's picture. He looks worn out.
Well, he is worn out. I mean, my guy looks like Obama at the end of the presidential. You know how like Obama
Shanahan
looked perfect
is not
at the
aging
beginning?
Well.
Then you saw him at the end of the eight years, and he looked like a totally different man.
Dude, he needs a Super Bowl bad.
The presidential position wears you down, as they say, and so does head coaching football for the 49ers, apparently.
They're basically the same
but
job.
I'm going to be
right.
Jimmy Garoppolo aged like 50 years.
He did.
My guy looks more like George Clooney today than he does, right? Like Jimmy's all
with,
salt
dealing with
pepper.
Kyle aged him too.
Oh, I think
Kyle and Jimmy aged
Vegas
each other.
Lifestyle.
McDaniels, 5 years.
PEDs.
They aged each other, man.
He took the silver and black to another level.
Now that is genius. No, but here's the thing on what Rob's talking about. Just I want people to think about this. Like, well, they're making a ton of money. And everybody in every walk of life is trying to make more money. And newsflash, like, I don't care what you're doing. You could be working at Safeway. And I worked at grocery stores my entire life. You'll want to raise.
Yeah.
You'll want to make more money. And all of us are looking for a quick angle to double our money. And if you just look at all the different ways that you can get return on quote unquote investment, gambling is one of, now if you hit, it is one of the greatest returns on investment in society. Now you're probably going to lose because
you.
Of the odds, but like, look, put your money in the bank. What are you going to get? A couple percentage points?
Yeah.
You're talking about a couple bucks on thousands?
I'm telling you what,
a year?
Though, when you hit a bet,
It's nothing like
it. I'm telling you, sometimes it feels better than sex. Let's go to Kenny in San Jose. Kenny, what's happening? You're on a roast.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, gentlemen. Yeah, and you're right, Bonte. And you've talked before about how good it feels when that bet comes through and you hit and you make that money.
Mm-hmm.
But
and Kenny, real quick, before you continue, the worst part about hitting a bet is that 5 minutes later you're thinking about the next bet. You don't even enjoy the win.
Really?
You enjoy it for like 3 minutes. Right, Kenny?
I wouldn't know. I always lose.
Sorry for laughing, Kenny.
Oh, that was a joke, bro.
Okay, okay.
And crushing defeat and can be addictive and all that stuff. I'm calling real quick. The only thing I want to say is that it's, to me, fascinating that Ohtani's translator, even if he did have inside information, he still lost, what, like $5 million in debt that he had to get paid crazy. Off? Like, he didn't even win, even with inside information. And so I just think that's fascinating that even if you know, you might not win. Later, boys.
Yep. Kenny, you're right. You may not win. It just may not win. By the way, we know you had the video out yesterday. There are ways of offensive firepower other teams have that the Warriors just don't have. Our boy Jimmy in Seattle just added me. The guy who made 11 threes for the Knicks last night might have helped. You know who that was?
Dante DiVincenzo?
He dropped the 40 burger. Remember him?
Dante 3 Vincenzo.
It's not bad. Not bad.
Well, he got iced out because they had to bring GP2 back.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's just so much redundancy. And Dante had a great year last year. And also, because of their financial situation, they couldn't afford to give Dante DiVincenzo what he was going to get on the open market.
Yep.
And he also played a lot, and he was worn out at the end of last year.
I agree with.
But then he also got iced out, though, too.
Yeah.
His rotation, his minutes.
Yeah, he didn't have a spot. It was odd.
DiVincenzo's a good player. I always like DiVincenzo.
Me too.
We'll get to the Warriors here. We also get into Shohei as well. We'll continue on Shohei. What did everybody think of his statement yesterday? We can read through his statement before moving on to the Golden State Warriors as they take on the Miami Heat. Later on today, boy, the Rockets, they won their ninth in a row.
Houston, we have a problem.
We do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're just a half game behind the Golden State Warriors. Half game behind
it's
the Dubs.
Unacceptable.
Ooh, Nick in San Jose, how you feeling this morning? 888-957-9570. We'll continue to roll on gambling. We'll read through Shohei Ohtani's comments. We'll play the Tyrese Halliburton sound from last week. And then shift to the Golden State Warriors here on the Morning Rush. And that'll be brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thank you, Bonte.
The Morning Roast is live on YouTube right now. Take it away, Bonte.
All right, Steph is here up in South Beach, Miami. Stephen Curry as the Warriors look to bounce back from the tough loss against Minnesota. Look, they lost to one of the best teams in the Western Conference by 4 points. If that's going to make us kind of go over the top and say, oh, the season's over, I'm not sure that's the loss to pinpoint. I'll look at an Indiana loss more so than losing to Minnesota, but we can argue that a little bit later or debate that.
The straw that broke the camel's back.
It's not going to be a Minnesota game. It's going to be the totality of this road trip. And where they, you know, with 6 in the next 7 on the road, Miami today, Orlando tomorrow, Charlotte Friday, San Antonio Sunday. Then you come back home for a quick pit stop against Dallas. Then you go back on the road for Houston and Dallas. I mean, it's a lot going on here with the Golden State Warriors. As the Rockets are just one game behind the Warriors in the loss column. The Dubs do own the tiebreaker. So we'll get into it. Nick Friedell at 8:30. Nick Friedell, 8:30, will join us to talk about the Dubs and get his takes, man. I think he just came from Japan, so I wanted some tips on Japan.
That's conversation is hurting my soul.
No, not talking about Japan. Not talking about Japan. That's the next vacation I want to take. Not sure it's going to happen this summer because it's a little pricey, but Japan is where I want to go, Shasky.
Nice.
Sushi, ramen are here so much cheaper, so much better.
Go bet on some baseball, Shohei Ohtani.
Can you bet Japan on baseball? Is it legal?
You bet.
I'm Nick Costos.
He was so
I mean,
wrong.
You can bet on baseball over there. Shohei, I don't know.
So I watched the presser yesterday, and he was reading a script. I get it. Prepared statement. Whatever people want to call it, right? It's fine. Whatever. I don't even know. I don't even know where to begin, but I will start with this. I just don't believe. I don't believe the entire story. Now, I'm not saying that he directly bet on baseball. But to say that he had no knowledge, if this other guy was betting on everything. Even though they're together 24/7, 365, they're best friends and they're hanging out. Now he's distancing himself like crazy. They're like retconning their entire relationship. But something doesn't add up. And to me, it's like, does it pass the sniff test? No, it doesn't. At all.
Well, I don't think there was anything he could have said yesterday that made us believe him.
No, I agree with that.
A thing?
Like, I agree with that.
I don't think there's one thing Shohei could have done yesterday, which, you know what?
Other than like, hey, I knew.
Right. Or if he took questions, but he's not going to give you all the answers because there's an investigation going on. So there's only so much he can say. And I'm sure his lawyers are like, hey, we're going to do the statement. That's all you're going to do. You're not going to take questions because any questions that get asked to you, you're not going to be able to answer them anyway because you've got to wait for the court of law. But some of the statements he made, you know, he said his interpreter was stealing money from him and has told lies. And he said, on a personal note, I'm very sad and shocked that someone who I've trusted has done this. Now, this guy, Ipe's taking all the heat, right? Several key members of the Dodgers, CEO Stan Kasten, Chief Marketing Officer Lon Rosen, President of Baseball Operations, Andrew Friedman, Brandon Gomes, Dave Roberts, you name it. They were all in attendance as Shohei spoke. And after he spoke, he went straight to the field and started taking BP. But Shohei, through an interpreter, and the new guy who he has, I never bet on baseball or any other sports or never have asked somebody to do that on my behalf. I've never went through a bookmaker to bet on sports. Up until a couple days ago, I didn't know that this was happening. And Ipe, who came with Ohtani to the United States more than 6 years ago, became one of his closest friends. Obviously, was fired shortly after their game against the Padres. After inquiries surrounding at least $4.5 million in wire transfers sent from Ohtani's bank account to a Southern California bookmaking operation that is under federal investigation. Later on, Shohei said media members reached out to a representative in my camp inquiring about my potential involvement in his sports betting last weekend and never revealed to me that there was this media inquiry. Shohei later said all of this has been a complete lie about him. Ipe has been telling everybody around that he has been communicating with Shohei on this account to my representatives, to the team. That hasn't been true. So during the team meeting, obviously Ipe was speaking English, but I didn't have a translator by my side. But even with that, I kind of understood what was going on and started to feel there was something amiss. Prior to the meeting, I was told by Ipe, let's talk one-on-one after the meeting in the hotel. So I waited. So up until that team meeting, I didn't know Ipe had a gambling addiction and was in massive debt.
Okay, so right there. Up until that meeting, I didn't know that Ipe had a gambling addiction and was in debt. I am not a gambler. I've done it a few times. I don't consider myself knowledgeable at all. I'm just a novice watching sports, and I have friends who love to gamble. I have lots of them, and I'm watching through my prism and then through their prism how they're consuming games, and it's very apparent to me that the way they gamble has completely psychologically change them in the way that a drug would. I'm watching the way they are screaming at the television, these possessions, they're living and dying, and then it's to the next game. And this, so where I'm going at with this is, that's not illegal for him to lie about up until that meeting. I didn't know he had a gambling addiction. Somebody transferred the money. I just don't believe him. And not that I care. I don't think he should be suspended, but to say that he didn't know that the guy he spent all this time with had a gambling addiction and was in debt, I just call cap on that.
Well, he later on said it was revealed to me in that meeting that Ipe admitted that he was sending money using my account to the bookmaker. At that moment, obviously, it was an absurd thing that was happening, and I contacted my representatives at that point. When I finally was able to talk to my representatives, that's when my representatives found out Ipe had been lying the whole time, and that's when I began contacting the Dodgers and my lawyers. The Dodgers and the lawyers at that moment found out as well and that they'd been lied to. So how does one get access to your bank account? He's just your interpreter. How does he have access to your bank account or your funds? How does he just all of a sudden, hey, I'm going to have access to millions and millions of dollars. Anna doesn't even have access to my financials. She may know how much I make or what I have saved or whatnot, but she doesn't know what I have she doesn't have access to my financial resources. So how does one, just all of a sudden, a guy like Shohei Ohtani who's making millions of dollars and getting direct deposit from the Dodgers, how does Ipe have access to his funds?
Look at
that's number one. That's my biggest question. It's like, how does he have access to your dollars?
So my wife and I, and everyone's family's different, right? But my wife and I have a lot of joint accounts, and then she's got a separate account, and then I have a credit card that we use that I can see certain things, she can see certain things, but there are one on each side that neither of us can see,
right?
Because of the access. So I don't know if he's an authorized user on certain things, but here's what I would say when it comes to transfers, okay? When you're doing these transfers, because I've done a lot of wire transfers to contractors. Yep. I'm just using my example, the contractors. If I give the same amount over and over, or even a large amount over and over, the amount of two-step authentications that have to go down, and my wife would get a phone call. Hey, are you sure you approved this transaction from your joint account?
Or you get a text.
Something.
You get a text.
There are layers of security. When I'm sending money, I'm like, yeah, that's going to my contractor. I've sent it to him a bunch of times. They're like, well, you've sent a lot of different payments. Are you sure this isn't a redundant payment? Are you sure this isn't suspicious activity? I find it very hard to believe he wasn't aware of something going on with his account.
Well, I mean, you have financial advisors. I'm sure he has a financial advisor.
Agreed.
He has people looking at his money. How does the interpreter have access to your funds? You know.
An autonomous ability to move
things. To do that. No, you can't, because even when I would like put funds into gambling sites, I would get the alert. Hey. Because offshore accounts, you know, they come up as a different name, not necessarily the gambling site. But they come up as a different name. Hey, do you approve of this deposit here?
Exactly.
And I would press Y for yes. Shohei knew that this guy had to have a gambling problem, or he was in on it, and maybe they had a big gamble or an investment that just crashed, and they owe $4.5 million. Now, it also leads to this, and it's a speculation cessation. Give me a buck for that. It makes me wonder now, a question, why he took deferred money, Shohei Ohtani.
Really?
Did he take deferred money now on the back end and say, hey, we're going to have this money. I know I have a gambling problem. Let's just limit my salary to this. Talk about Shohei.
Okay.
Let's defer this money for after my career when I'm done gambling and for my retirement and whatnot. I have no idea.
I hadn't considered that.
I had no idea what's going on, but that's where my head goes.
Yeah, no, that's why I want to hear
this. When I start thinking about a gambler saying that a gambler, because I know gamblers who are addicted, and other people have to take over their funds. They have to take over their direct deposits. They have to take a percentage saying, I know you have a gambling problem. I need to make sure that you don't end up broken homeless, right? So Shohei, did you take the deferred money because you have a gambling problem and you want to save some money on the back end so you don't blow through your fortune? I don't know. I'm just speculating here.
No, but like when you have like an estate executor or an executive who's handling someone's finances and things like that, there are ways that they do it to put precautions in place so that this type of stuff doesn't happen, Bonte. Yep. So like that's the thing I see from a lot of people. Well, a lot of people have people controlling their money. Yeah, and there are steps in place that you set up prior to make sure that you can't just like steal funds in perpetuity.
Yeah.
You know, and these are large transfers. This wasn't like, hey, we stole a dollar over, you know, 4 years, you know, over and over.
Right.
These were huge transfers.
Huge transfers.
I don't know. The whole thing is very sick.
$4.5 million, man. This is big boy money.
Bonte, this is the way I feel like it. And again, I'm pure speculation radio. They're sticking to this story because it provides the least amount of suspension regarding his MLB playing, which I'm fine. I don't even think he should be suspended. Like, you bet on sports. I don't even care. But to your point about shaving and all that's a different question. But if you bet, whatever. I don't care. But there is a legality of wiring money to an illegal bookie.
Well, do you care?
And had they done this in another state, it would have been different.
Do you care? Like, do people care that Shohei bet? Or
no,
if he did bet?
But I find
what
it
if he bet on his own team?
I think he's lying.
What if a player bets on his own team to win every game?
See, I'm okay
with
that.
Is that a bad thing?
No, I'm okay with that. But I'm not a gambler. So.
But it's if players start betting on their teams to lose, that's where I think you have the issues come in, and that's where you get like
but
the
what
point
if you
did Pete Rose do that? Pete Rose bet against his team to lose?
Well, that's the, you know.
Because he's the manager.
That's
he would know.
The big question.
But at that point, you're compromising the integrity of the game, and that's what obviously baseball's trying to avoid here.
So like Rory McIlroy's dad put bets in Europe on his son to win a major before a certain age.
Uh-huh.
He would always bet on him pre the Open, which is the British Open, but what we call it over here. And like, so to me, I got no problems with that. And I know there were other guys that have bet on themselves. Brooks Koepka, for example, has bet on himself before. And Patrick Reed's talked about betting on himself before. You see this in golf. Right. Phil Mickelson, like what if
Shohei was betting on himself to hit a home run every game? Or betting on himself to come up with five strikeouts as a pitcher?
Does the teammates thing matter to you? So, like, if you're betting on yourself or against yourself, and you're a solo athlete as opposed to a team athlete, does that matter or not at all?
I don't know. It's kind of wild. Like, if Shohei went up there and bet $1 million on him going 0-3. You know what I'm saying? Like, does he compromise his at-bats? When you go, you're betting on yourself to go 0-3. It's probably not hard to go 0-3. You start swinging that stuff outside the zone, and you go 0-3. That's a lot more controllable to say going 2-4, hitting the jack.
Or look at what Jonte Porter did. He bets all of his unders, and then 2 minutes in the game says, I got an eye injury. I can't play anymore. So,
which is fascinating.
I mean, I just go as simplistic as this. I'm a pitcher, and I know this guy is a, you know, fastball hitter. I just happen to let one out over the zone.
Right.
Like, it can look exactly
I missed the pitch.
Exactly.
I missed the pitch.
Oh, my breaking ball didn't snap. Like, this could go in so many different...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I don't know how you regulate this.
I didn't block this guy. I mean, we all have seen the Brett Favre, Michael Strahan play. Like, Brett Favre took a dive there. Am I wrong?
Yeah, he did.
I don't know.
I
prefer to believe things are all on the up and up because I don't even want to go down this rabbit hole of speculating what's real and what's not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
The funniest part about all this is the amount of people who are pretending to be money experts when it comes to celebrities.
You have no idea.
And athletes. I'm laughing. I'm giving you my experiences and I'm trying to show you where I'm coming from. And my point of view is, I just don't believe the entire story. That's all.
No, yeah, there's a lot missing. Now, the next thing is, what is baseball going to do about it?
What's the state of California going to do?
What's baseball going to do about it? Is Shohei going to get suspended? Where's this investigation going? Because it's not stopping.
I don't know. What do you want to happen?
I just want to see how it plays out. I want the truth. I want to see how it plays out. Because this is when you allow gambling into sports, this is what you open up Pandora's box to.
Yeah.
You're going to get a lot of guys who are doing this. Now, some people got big money. Some people are like, you know, Bruno Mars is gambling in Las Vegas, right? He had a residency. Apparently, he's got $50 million in debt.
And right? MGM came out and said, no, he doesn't have $50 million. It's like, we sure about that?
Well, even if he did, he's still making $90 a year.
Well.
But this is big boy money we're talking about here. Not everybody has big boy money. Jonte Porter don't have big boy money. His brother may have big boy money. He doesn't. So maybe he is betting. I don't know where this goes, man. It's a speculation sensation. What does baseball do about it? I have no idea. We'll talk to Darryl Lavelle. Do we have the Pete Rose sound? No, we don't have Pete Rose.
Pete Rose basically said that he should have had an interpreter.
Yeah. If he had an interpreter in the 70s and 80s, he'd be in the Hall of Fame, basically. That's what Pete Rose said.
I don't know. like, I don't know what they can prove. I don't know what they can do. I'm not sure what I'm even looking for. I just, all I'm saying is when I saw that yesterday, I was like, sorry, bud, don't believe you.
I never
bet
on baseball.
As someone who defended Barry Bonds, and I didn't believe Barry Bonds either, and defending him in the sense of, like, we all knew he took something. Like, duh, duh, we all knew he took something. But, like, yeah, everybody else was doing it too. And yeah, he deserves some sort of a punishment. I feel like the punishment has not been equitable across the board. Like, I look at the Shohei thing and I'm like, yeah, I don't believe you either.
Well, there's a lot of people who are gambling. There's a lot of people who are doing roids. There's a lot of people who do whatever they got to do to play a game. Some people smoke weed right before the game. They got to be high to play. Some people take a couple shots to play. Who knows if cocaine is part of the problem? You know, you can't tell me it's not. Can't tell me it's not.
Crack, crack. Vince Coleman online one.
I mean, come on, man. Lawrence Taylor went out there and won NFL MVP off crack cocaine. Are you kidding me? I mean, some of these guys, man, they got to do what they got to do to get ready for a game.
Who was the running back in Playmakers?
Oh, Cuba Gooding Jr.'s brother, Omar
yes,
Gooding.
Yes.
Playmakers, yeah. It was like a 50-minute halftime. He was able to take off his shoulder pads, meet the dude in the tunnel, get his cocaine, smoke so cocaine, good. Throw up a little bit, take a 15-minute nap, and then put his shoulder pads back on and run 400 yards.
Playmakers is the greatest show that no one wants you to see.
Oh, well, it's on YouTube. I watched it back during the pandemic. The NFL Playmakers was so real that the NFL said, ESPN, you got two choices. You can air Playmakers for a season two, but then we're going to take the NFL away from you. So what's your choice? You're either going to play Playmakers or not.
So, you know, like I'm thinking about like some of the great moments in baseball history, just to stick on baseball for just a moment, because we're talking about Shohei. Like the Cal Ripken moment where they grooved him a pitch for a home run. Like we all agree, right? That All-Star game, was grooved
Seattle.
To him.
Maybe.
But you can never prove it.
Yeah. I thought it was I thought he wanted to give him something to hit. Who threw that?
I forget.
Who threw that pitch? Because the All-Star game was in Seattle, right?
And we've had Mike Bassick on a few times, and he threw the home run pitch to Barry Bonds that he hit into center field, which broke the Hank Aaron record at the time. And I wouldn't say that he maliciously threw him something over the plate, but he did acknowledge to all of us that, like, he was like, yeah, I wasn't going to walk around him.
Adam Wainwright.
Adam Wainwright.
Was that the one in Minnesota?
I didn't know that.
I don't know where it was, but he definitely did that one to Jeter. And then everyone called him out. He's like, oh, yeah, I kind of grooved it. And then he wanted the backpedal. He's like, no, I didn't. I was like, who cares?
No, and that's kind of where I'm at. Like, I don't care either. But, like, but this is Pandora's box.
But if you had a prop bet, though.
Exactly.
If you had a prop bet on Adam Wainwright going through an inning scoreless.
I mean,
scoreless pitches, scoreless
betting
inning.
On an MLB All-Star game. That's like betting on the Little League World Series, am I right?
Who does that? For a way, Comcast Business Tech side, you can take a 15-minute nap off cocaine on Playmakers, you can. The show Playmakers.
The cocaine's happening.
So, look, listen, man. I knew I was having a problem. And I had to check myself when I bet on the Little League World Series. And there was a kid in Hawaii running down the first baseline. I felt like he wasn't running hard enough. He was running hard enough, but I looked
no,
at the TV.
No, you did not.
No, I said,
no,
get your
didn't.
Ass down the line. And I said, you know what? I got an issue.
You told a 12-year-old on ESPN, which the game shouldn't be on ESPN to some degree. I think it's because of this right here.
Right.
Because
exactly.
of this right
and
here.
And I knew right there, I said, I need to check myself. This is bad.
Was that your rock bottom?
That was my rock bottom. But you know what? I was trying to win money. Your boy's broke. Hawaii was rolling, man.
Good for you for recognizing it, though.
Yeah, you know.
What's more egregious, Danny Almonte pretending to be 12 and being like 15, or Bonte yelling at a 12-year-old for not hustling?
Through the TV.
Definitely Bonte yelling at the TV.
No, I felt like he could have beat the grounder out, damn kid.
If you're yelling at Little Leaguers through the TV in general, money on it or not.
I yell at Little Leaguers every day. I was at South Sunset yesterday doing that, but that was practice.
Well, you're their coach. You're supposed to.
Yes.
Well, so what, though? You're in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, playing in the Little League World Series, and your ass ain't busting it down the first baseline. Damn it, I got money down. Come on, you're 12.
I'm with Bonte on this actually. Yeah.
You got to practice good habits. This is where it starts, kid. Mm-hmm. So you're not busting your butt down the first baseline in a Little League World Series game. That's going to piss a lot of people off, especially people who have money on that game. So
too many Capri Suns and orange slices.
Yeah, we're not
Everyone's
doing that.
Cheering
this
them
is,
for just making
this is
the
Williamsport,
tournament.
Damn it.
Question. Winning.
This is Williamsport.
If you found out Justin Verlander grooved those pitches to Pablo Sandoval in the World Series, doesn't that change everything for everyone?
But we know for
I'm
a
just asking.
Doing
I'm
that.
Just asking.
It does change everything.
Doesn't it change everything for
everyone? People already think this stuff is fixed.
No, it's not
fixed. People already think it's fixed. I've had people sit me down.
Bosa on the 4th-and-2 or whatever. He had the Chiefs. You know, and he was like, ah!
Shasky, there's that one guy in your family or that one friend who sits you down and says, this is why it's fixed.
Oh, I hate that.
And they're conspiracy theorists and they know for sure it's fixed. Like, and it's like, I'm like, babe, there's too many variables to fix a game.
I totally agree.
Nah, referees could control it. They could call a bad call. Like, if I was an NFL ref, right?
Yeah.
I knew I had control if I had the under, right? Or the over in the game. And there's questionable contact down the field. I'm throwing a yellow flag and calling the pass interference because I'm thinking about the over. Like, think about a referee.
Oh, well, that's a different question. So, for example, like, I always believe in basketball in particular, you could take control of a game almost immediately. You know how many near fouls there are in a first quarter of a game? You want to get a superstar on the bench?
You could do that.
Happen in
you
seconds.
You could do that in seconds, dude.
Seconds.
You could do that
Strike
in seconds.
Strike zone is pretty obvious.
Are you kidding me? You could do that in seconds.
Who's the guy that Roxy Bernstein cannot stand, the umpire?
Oh,
C.B. Buckner?
C.B. Buckner.
Oh, he's horrible.
Well, C.B. Buckner's bad. Angel Hernandez.
Oh, awful.
I mean, they're the worst of the worst. Gosh, don't get me started on them.
Who was the guy at first base? The guy had the Detroit Tiger.
Jim Joyce.
And he started crying.
Hey,
he took away a perfect
He felt bad, game. At least.
Like, he felt bad.
C.B. Buckner and Angel Hernandez don't care. They forget the count half the time.
Who's the umpire in the OG Cardinals-Royals World Series? He called the guy safe on the grounder. The St. Louis Cardinals would have won the World Series. Whitey Herzog was the manager for
that
the Cardinals.
That was a play at first
Don
base.
Don Dekinger.
Yeah, that was Don a play Dekinger. First base. Yeah, he didn't call it out. Base. And the Royals, he blew the World Series.
Keith Hernandez at first, I believe.
Maybe for the Cardinals,
yeah,
when he was with the Cardinals
at the time. Yeah.
But anyway, that's a famous blow call. Yeah. So these guys blow calls all the time. Money. Speaking of money, anybody betting on the Warriors today over the Miami Heat? Anybody bet on the
When
Dubs?
You bring up gambling and betting, you know what I think of?
What?
And I'm dead serious on this. I think of Jarrett Jack in a post-game conversation with Jim Barnett years ago.
Oh.
Do you remember this?
Oh, I do remember
so
it.
So the poor, I'm dead serious.
I do remember this.
As we talk about that.
Yes, we don't talk about that.
And Jarrett Jack, it sounded like he had bet. Again, I'm telling you what it felt like. It felt like he had money on the Warriors when we were talking about teams bet. And he had referenced.
Do we have that?
What?
Do we have that sound?
Well, that's where the drop came from.
That's like, where the drop came from.
Don't talk about that.
This is where the drop came from. And it was Jarrett Jack, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
It was Jarrett Jack in Miami.
Chet Hope Park gave up the home run to Cal Ripken Jr., by the way. Chet Hope Park.
I thought we were talking about Adam Wainwright to Jarek Jeter. Remember he grooved that?
Yes.
Sorry, I missed that one. Okay.
No,
that was his 3,000th hit, which ended up being a home run. Is that the one you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about the All-Star game.
All-Star game.
Derek Jeter's last All-Star game, and Adam Wainwright grooved the pitch, and then he backtracked on it. It was a whole big deal.
But I'm telling you, I think of when you bring up the Miami Heat and the Warriors, I always think of that Jarrett Jack post-game.
Draymond Green hit the layup?
Yes.
The game-winning layup? That was like the baby Dubs.
That was like the beginning. That was one of the best wins of that early.
Yeah, against the Heatles.
Yes.
Oh, it was a great win.
And Jared Jack's like, yeah, you know, Mayweather was talking smack. Was it Mayweather on the sidelines?
Mayweather may have been courtside.
And he was talking about who was betting on what. Speaking of guys who bet a lot of money on stuff,
right.
Floyd Mayweather's like notorious for betting on himself.
He would only post his winning tickets, and sometimes he bet his posting losing tickets. Like, look, I don't just bet the winners. Or he would, like, to tell you what he was betting, he would bet the logo of the team he was betting on. So if he's betting on the Packers, he'll just post on Instagram a Packers helmet. People bet because of Floyd Mayweather. He lost a lot of money betting, man. Do not follow a Floyd Mayweather bet. He's bet like $1 million to win $500,000.
His earnings, though, are unbelievable
in his
career. Almost like $1 billion.
It's incredible. And now he's getting paid off the exhibitions.
Absolutely incredible.
don't talk about that.
What's crazy, and I know we're a sports show, we haven't even talked about Puffy. That's how crazy this week has been in sports.
Yeah, well, listen, we're not going to talk about Puffy on this show. What do you mean we haven't talked about
Hit
Puffy?
Hit me with the
Barnett. What the hell were we going to talk about Puffy? You were going to talk about Puffy? I'm not talking about Puffy.
I'm good.
Why'd you bring him up?
I saw a video of them at a party and him sitting there, and he just looked so sad, and the whole thing was just odd.
The downfall is coming, and it's coming hard.
I mean, when you take your private plane and you try to leave the country.
And they're like, no.
It's like the modern OJ fleecing.
I mean, we're not talking about Diddy. He got both his houses rented in Miami and L.A.
Simultaneous?
I'm not laughing. It's not funny what's going on.
When I think of your house being raided, I think of Henry Hill flushing stuff down the toilet with his wife and Goodfellas.
Jeez, Karen.
What about Johnny? He's like sweating.
What about Tony Soprano sprinting from Johnny Sack's house?
Oh, and he pulls the... Oh, that was a good one when he threw the gun in the snow.
The snow.
Yeah.
We have the Polly Walnuts whenever we make a Sopranos reference.
I like that.
You know what? On the second watch back, so we're about four episodes away from ending it. Anna's like sad about it ending. She loves the show.
Yeah.
We actually got through We just got through the part where Chris passed away in a car accident. And Tony Soprano
passed away.
Tony Soprano helped expedite the process.
I can never pass a drug test, Tony. I'll never clear it.
Tony looked at the car seat and was like, yeah, it's time for you to go.
And then the name of that episode is the two girls who were driving by.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, my God, did we just hit something?
Right. Oh, my God. I have my learner's permit. It doesn't work at night. I need to go home now. No, Tony Soprano's like, I'm going to expedite this bad boy.
Poor Chris.
Poor Chris. But, you know, Anna's kind of sad about it. But Paulie, on the second watch, I don't like Paulie. Paulie's a dirtbag.
Paulie should have got whacked.
He should have got whacked.
I believe, in my theory, and people have different theories on how it ended. I believe Butchie, I believe Patsy, and I believe Paulie Walnuts all conspired to kill Tony.
Yeah, I do too.
That's the, if you watch at the, when you'll get to the last episode, Patsy and Paulie are talking in the urinal and it was very odd and very, very, and then the cat that keeps looking at snitches, cause you know, the cat, you know, is obviously for, if you're singing like a bird, that means you're a snitch and you're a double cross. The cat keeps looking at Paulie. I don't know. Paulie seems very suspect after watching it multiple times.
Yeah, he is suspect. He is very, very. I wish Tony did get rid of him on the boat for talking to Johnny Sacks. Bee's knees. Laugh my ass off. Bonte avoiding spoilers on a 20-year episode. You never know who doesn't watch
So was she more sad that Chrissy got whacked or that Chrissy's girlfriend got whacked?
No, she knew Chrissy's girlfriend had to go. She had to. We were like sitting there on a second watch back. I'm like, why didn't you just leave when Tony Soprano called you? You knew the drill. Oh, Sil's going to come get you.
She was so
naive. She was dumb. And Sil was like, yeah, don't worry about it. Chrissy's going to be okay.
She was also reckless.
Yeah, she was reckless.
Well, and I thought Tony and her were going to.
Yeah, they were. Let's go to. Lubman's like having a conversation with our callers. I was going to go to a caller. 888-957-9570.
Lubman's long-winded?
Oh, boy.
He's vetting the caller. He's doing his job back here. I'm very quick when I'm screening calls. Yeah, what's your take? And I cut him off after three. All right, get him home.
Have you seen the Nickelodeon documentary?
Oh, I watched all four episodes.
I will not watch it.
Oh, my God.
I will not watch it.
I watched all four episodes.
I don't watch that stuff.
And let me just say this.
No. I'm not watching it.
People that are coaching and stuff that are out there.
I'm not watching it.
The biggest, when people trust you around their children, there is a responsibility that's higher than what normal responsibilities are for, like, common and just what I expect out of, like, decency and stuff. When you violate children and the trust and you are just there's a special place for those people. I don't know. It makes me so irate when I watch that doc. Ugh.
Yeah, I'm not watching it. I don't watch stuff like that. I don't need
It's disgusting.
I don't watch stuff.
Well, and the company, the corporation as a whole should have been disciplined further, and the individuals. It's disgusting how many people went to bat for those just dirt bags.
Let's go to Howard in the Bay. Howard in the Bay, happening? You're on the roast.
How you doing, guys? I listen to you once in a while. I'm a transported New York City guy.
Oh, nice. Thank you. I appreciate the once in a while. Listen,
I just want to say something. You know, I was brought up in Bronzeville, Brooklyn, Brighton Beach in Brooklyn. Where the height of gambling was going on in the 1950s and the scandals. And my cousin was involved in the LRU scandals. He got caught. You know, they all got caught. They were all poor kids from New York City. And the bookies, and I knew all the bookies, they would tell me this has been going on for years. And they made a fortune. And if you think it's stopped now, or it's going on, it's still going on. When I was in college, Fast Eddie, I'll never forget, but the bookie that I knew as a kid told me, this is insane. I know it's going to sound insane. He said, Howard, bet Tulsa and Houston college football, they will never cover the points. Now, I was a poor kid from New York City. So I said, all right, I'll try it. I made $8,000 that football season. Tulsa and Houston never covered the points.
Huh. Howard, how old are you if you grew up in the 50s?
I'm 80 years old right now.
You sound great.
Wow, you do sound great. Sound like you do sound great.
And you watch us on YouTube?
No, I don't watch. I listen on the radio.
Oh, very cool.
Old school.
Yeah, very cool. Well, thanks for chiming in.
And, I've been following baseball since 1950s. I mean,
who's your team?
Yankees,
who's your team?
Mets,
Yankees,
Giants.
Well, I hated the Dodgers.
Yeah, me too.
I was a Brooklyn boy, but I used to go to Ebbets Field all the time. The Yankees were my team, but I love Willie Mays. I followed his career, but I love baseball. Basketball. After Oscar Robertson retired, I didn't care about basketball so much.
I'm not mad at that, Howard. Not mad at that. That's not funny. Hey, the Big O was a great player, man. Big O was a great player. Why are you laughing, man? Howard,
like
80 years
old,
man.
God bless him.
No, 80 years old. No, still listening to Sports Talk Radio. I love
give
that.
Give me that,
man.
Yankee call. Hey, I love that.
I need to go get some coffee with Howard. I want to hear some old school stories.
If
Oscar Robertson
hit a home
Lou Oswalder, Bonte hit a home run.
You hit a home run. Do you want Adios Pelote or this? Or the Hawk Harrelson said, get up!
Ooh, I kind of like the Hawk Harrelson.
Get up!
Get up! Get out of there! Doggone it!
He gone.
James Kincaid, all I won.
No, know, he's defected.
He's a Padre fan now.
Call that
boy,
guy
Jimbo,
out.
Bimbo Jimbo, James Kincaid.
Oh, see, he's one of these new age fans.
Oh, he's such a fraud. James, I love you. He works with the Golden State Warriors. He's lost so much weight. He looks so good. James Kincaid is pimping the hell out those suits.
SOTAweightloss.com?
SOTAweightloss.com, I believe. James looks great. We used to work a graveyard shift together back in the old station a decade ago, but he's such a fraud when it comes to sports. He hates on Barry Bonds. He did love LeBron James, but I love LeBron James. We used to watch the Heatles games together, and that was a lot of fun. But now he's a Padre fan.
Back when you loved LeBron.
Now he's a Heatles fan. I mean, a Padre fan. It's just, oh, my gosh. Oh, man, Jimbo, you fraud.
Because his girl's from San Diego, so he's,
I know, so he's
ingratiating
always,
himself.
He's always in their booth. He's always wearing a jacket. Come on, Friars, let's go.
Biggest fan of Don Orsillo for some reason.
And now he's a fan of Fernando Tatis Jr. when he rips Barry Bonds all the time. Come on, James. Come on, Jimbo.
I mean, Ken Caminiti is like one of the more prominent Padres that I think of when it comes to steroids. Oh,
his son. Did you see his son? No. His son's like a dude. I sent it in a thread not too long ago. His son's
you
like
mean
a
like a
dude.
Baller?
Like a baller on
oh,
a diamond.
Wow,
he's
I
like
didn't
a
know
pitcher.
That. Oh, I didn't
it's
know
like,
that.
Sure, dude, look at Ken Caminiti's son. I'm telling you, man. By the way, prize.
Okay, mark that for mispronunciation of the year,
Ken
please.
Caminiti. Caminiti. King Caminiti.
Give him that last
that
2 months
best.
That Gunnar Henderson
go.
Got with the Orioles
no.
last year.
That's
Audie Ruchman, who, right. who we're going to see in yes. a home run derby.
The key to when I do it is you pronounce all of the various pronunciations,
and one of
them will stick.
Ambry, Ombry, Ombry.
I mean,
Ombry.
The way he said Caminiti there was just
if
hilarious.
If you think about Caminiti. It, you can Debo. Juwan Jennings so on third down. George Kittle. You got Juice. You got CMC.
Prize Picks, by the way. You can sign up for Prize Picks with code Guru957. Guru957 Prize Picks.
I'm out.
Talk about there was something I was gonna say before we got to the injury report, something about gambling. Oh. So I just found this on X. So Raptor Moments.
It sounds so dirty, like a dirty like X, every time I hear and it's not you. It's just whenever I hear it, it's like I found this on X.
I found it on X. With my ex. Raptor Moments. Jonte has a Discord where he tells people what to trade and bet on. I have to pay $49.99 to see the premium room.
No.
But in the main room, they're discussing things, the NBA and Jonte. And people are thanking Jonte for their winnings. This is wild stuff. So I clicked on the thread here, fellas, and I can share
he
this.
He had like an OnlyFans, essentially, chat room.
Right.
And where he was giving his camp. Oh, my.
So
he's charging you 50 bucks
on
my
bets.
Holy moly.
Listen to this. At Ghost Liquid.
This has got to be the dumbest guy of all time.
At Ghost Liquid. Yo, Tay, what's up with the trade offer? At Tay Trades 11. I'll call Leon Rose right now. Say the word. Tay is Jonte Porter. LOL. Lakers win in 2022. Please duck on Beverly this game. So then there's another one. Yeah, I don't really chat much. Just pop in when I have some free time. Game 3 p.m. tomorrow. He's in the premium room. Tay Porter. And then they're tweeting, wait, what's Tay's name? Jonte Porter. I found it. This game is pretty wild. Someone put the Grizzlies head coach, blah, blah, blah. And so here is the Tay trades. Thanks for the heads up this morning. and people were making money off this bet. So this like guy a had it.
So he was charging people $50 a month, which is, I mean, if you see what these OnlyFans accounts are charging, I wouldn't know.
Clearly.
You sure you wouldn't know?
But you see what he's charging. I love how everyone's
face. You sure you want
to know? On the real, though, X, I'm not joking when I say this. Every time I click on one of those, like you know, it's a leopard versus a lion or something. Wow. The first 50 are all, it's all porn.
So I'm not going to say. I'm not going to say something.
Everyone likes. Everyone that likes your posts.
You guys want to laugh? You guys want to laugh real quick? It's totally random. I got this in one of my text threads. I'm not going to say which one, but somebody just went for the yoke-doke. A fake Woj account hit, and it said breaking. Okay. Draymond Green and Steve Kerr were separated.
Oh, no, that's not happening.
Getting into an altercation, that's which fake. Involved Green choking Kerr. Oh, so it's still
come on. I think it was our boy, I'll say it. It was our boy Albright. He retweeted it.
No, he didn't.
Oh, did he too?
He got balls sacked. We love Ben. It happens.
Oh, and it had over 26,000 likes.
Reminds me of Andre Iguodala's calves that one time.
No, it was the biceps. Oh, yeah, the biceps. He said that him.
And the biceps, that's right. The bicep implants were ball sack.
And I read it like it was like the truth.
I thought I read it. Oh, I thought it was read it. You guys were like.
Was it you or Matt?
Yeah, I thought I brought it.
I'm the one who sent it to you guys, so I guess that one started with me at least.
The first, my muscles are real. His muscles are.
The first comment underneath this goes, At Sports Larry Kruger, is this true? Hey, can you think Larry Kruger now hitting up the sources? Hey, did this happen in practice?
So it's funny.
He'll sleuth it up. He'll
it's funny
it out.
That you got sent that because last night, and I got to do this to you, Tooch. My boy Tooch sends me at 9:17 the screenshot of the fake Adrian Wojnarowski story, and then he says, "Oh boy, the end is near now." Literally, I got to see what time. So that was at 9:17. At 9:18, fake news.
Yeah, fall is near and it's coming hard.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Kaminga grew 6 inches in the summer.
They said he's 7'4". They said he's 7'4".
Who did
I talked about it for like 10 minutes on my show. Thinking it was real.
Hey, who tweeted it? Was it Stephen A. Smith?
Yes.
Sources say Kaminga's grown 6 inches.
And Kendrick Perkins was like, I seen him. I swear to God, yeah, he backed it up.
I seen him.
He's bigger than me.
He's 7'4 now. Oh, my heart's hurting. I forgot all about that. Oh, he grew 6 inches in the offseason. He would have been with me.
And I
would have had our own feet.
And I believe that he is only 20.
He's Victor Wembanyama. We got our Wimby. Oh, my heart is hurting. Holy smokes. Holy smokes.
How dumb is this guy Porter if he created an OnlyFans? Or was it Discord? I mean, you're one of the dumbest criminals ever.
The internet is terrible, man. The internet is awful. Oh, the Warriors here in Miami today. the Heat will be without Tyler Hero.
Oh.
It's going to be out for the 16th
Speaking of
OnlyFans. Straight consecutive game. Dude, it's hit the 90s in his right foot, man. Why are you doing that? Duncan Robinson deals with the back injury that caused him to miss the last three games.
Yeah, carrying all that money around.
And Kevin Love has missed the last 13 games.
Kevin Love's
but he
been
is
out for like 5 years.
Questionable. There are proofs on his heel. His report. Oh, man, you're just taking shots at these guys. Holy smokes. Oh, man.
Injury
report.
Laugh,
my
team pie,
Boxer, Curzon. Just the Draymond stuff. Dude, somebody in the text thread said, man, if this was real, this would have been on CNN already. It's a report from
we would have had 24-hour programming. You know
the lines would have been lit up. Dear God. Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm. Helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Why are people so ruthless, man?
I'll never forget, though, the day you came in, you're like, somebody who saw the video says it's bad. And then as our show was going on at 7 o'clock in the morning, the TMZ video did break.
It came out at 6:43 during the break. And I was like, dear God, it was a football Friday. What's coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, all compromises. We'll get to the Warriors of Heat on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.